Badger fans and by Cynix, powered locally. This is the Badger pregame show,
which continues from Saban Field at Bryant-Denny Stadium in Tuscaloosa. A clear sky, kickoff temperature expected to be in the mid-80s and climbing to about 90 or so here today as the Badgers and the Alabama Crimson Tide play the second half of the home-and-home series. Alabama taking care of things last September at Camp Randall, and now the Badgers make the visit to Tuscaloosa for this matchup here today. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Alongside Mark Tauscher, I'm Matt LePay. And Tausch, let's rewind your personal clock as a football player. When you come into a venue such as this, I mean, obviously you played at the Rose Bowl, you played at Ohio Stadium, these big venues. Is there something about it as a player, visiting player, do you let yourself take it in, or do you try to ignore the surroundings as much as possible and just get ready to carry out your assignments?
No, I think you take it in. These are special games, and you know, you always hear coaches say, you know, these are the games that's really easy for everybody to get up for because of the, you know, the history of Alabama, and you look forward to these games and you want to soak all this in. So then there's also don't let it overwhelm you. And I think that's the key thing. And when you have a younger team and some younger players, that can be a part of it. You just want to get people settled in as quickly as you can. But absolutely, I think anytime you get these opportunities, make sure it's not just all business. Take it all in, embrace it, and then just go out and play.
We'll get into the scouting report and so on and so forth in a bit. But it's interesting because you know, with the Badger fan base, there's angst. You know, it was a choppy first half in each of the first two games. Last week, the Badgers were able to break it open in the second half. There's some angst down here as well. Alabama losing and really getting, you know, kind of handled against Florida State. Yes, they beat Louisiana Monroe by 100 last week, or close to that. But it's different levels here. Nick Saban and his incredible run. Very tough act to follow if you're Kalen DeBoer. But it seems a little unsettled down here, just a very small sample that we've had talking with some Alabama folks.
A lot of angst, I would say, is it. And, you know, I think coming into the season, I think Alabama, you just start looking at it. And obviously the SEC schedule is always going to be daunting. But I think they thought that they'd be 2-0 here. And then when Florida State, you know, beats them around the way they did, I think everybody was humbled. And I'll say this, I'm glad we didn't play down here last week.
Yes.
Because there would have been a case of the old red you-know-what from there. And so now it's going to be a huge challenge for Wisconsin today. I think the fans down here, and everybody can have angst, there's still a ton of talent that this group has. And for Wisconsin to pull off an upset, it's funny. Some of the fans are trying to act like they're underdogs. No, that's not how this goes. You can try to play. And they will try to play into that, but that's not the case. Wisconsin will be a dog today and are going to have to really play solid fundamental football to keep themselves in it.
We're a bit more than an hour away from the opening kick in this 100,000 seat stadium. Coming up, our scouting report as well as our Piggly Wiggly home field advantage. All of that and more as our pregame coverage continues. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Have you thanked a farmer today? Wisconsin's nearly 59,000 farms contribute over $116 billion annually to our state's economy and over 350,000 jobs. Please join the University of Wisconsin as we host our 12th annual Celebrate Agriculture game on September 20th against Maryland. Sponsored by Cleary Building Corp, Culver's, Case IH, and Compeer Financial. Thank you to our sponsors for making the Celebrate Agriculture game possible.
Jess Sims is always looking to take her performance to the next level.
Palms facing you, then you're going to switch.
You got this, Jess.
We got this.
And she needs her money to work as hard as she does. That's why she uses U.S. Bank Bank Smartly Checking and Savings, which does exactly that, helping her track her spending and grow her money.
About the mental work.
Together we'll achieve more than any of us could alone. That's the power of Jess, and this is the power of us. Visit usbank.com today to get started. Member FDIC, copyright 2025 U.S. Bank.
Hey, Badger fans. Fruit Club Lots of Mozza pizzas are your game day go-to. Loaded with award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese and, of course, bombarded with high-quality meat and veggie toppings. Snag a za while taking in all the action at Camp Randall Stadium or enjoy a delicious Brew Pub pizza in the lovely confines of your own home. Plus, new this season to the Brew Pub lineup, the Brew Pub Patriot Pizza that gives back to local heroes through the Tunnel of Towers Foundation. Great pizza for a greater cause and available at your local grocery store.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. On the field, the Badgers are always on the move. Off the field, that's where Evans Transportation comes in. As Wisconsin's 3PL, they move over 30,000 shipments a year right here in the Badger State. That's dedication to keep things moving here in Scotty. Evans is excited to support Badger student-athletes and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Find them at evanstrans.com. That's evanstrans.com. Go Badgers!
Hey Badgers, ready to one-up your rivals off the field? Abbott and the Big Ten are back with the We Give Blood Drive. By showing up to donate blood, you can help your school win $1 million for student or community health. Score a limited edition home field designed Wisconsin t-shirt. And most importantly, save lives. Go to bigten.org/Abbott to find a donation location and put Wisconsin in the lead. That's bigten.org/Abbott.
Whether you're cheering for the Badgers or caring for your land, we know you're all in all season long. And Case IH compact and utility tractors are all in too. Mowing, digging, hauling. Our equipment, designed to meet the needs of America's farm fields, makes caring for your home field easier. Your Case IH dealer can show you how our equipment can make this season a winning one. Case IH, built by farmers.
Wisconsin plays here all season long.
Touchdown, Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio.
Our pregame coverage continues from Bryant Denny Stadium in Tuscaloosa. The Badgers and the number 19 ranked Alabama Crimson Tide, 19th in the AP, 18th in the coaches poll. Well, the Badgers can truly make history here today, or certainly break a long trend. Alabama, on its home field against non-conference opponents, has won 85 straight games. It goes back to 2007. When they lost to Louisiana Monroe, a program they beat 73-0 last week. This building, this stadium, opened back in 1929, and the Tide through the years has won nearly 85% of the time. The accolades are numerous, the conference championships, the 18 claimed national championships, and the number of guys who are in the NFL, so on and so forth. As for the Badgers, this is the first trip to an SEC venue in 53 years. You go back to September of 1972 when the Badgers went down to Baton Rouge to take on the LSU Tigers.
How was that game back in 72?
Well, I thought you were going to ask me about 1929 when Bryant
no.
Stadium
opened.
Come
on, we're not going to be ridiculous here.
Yeah, you are. It didn't go well for the Badgers from what I was told. I was not in attendance. We'll get more from Patrick on these Big Ten SEC matchups that the Badgers obviously have had with this home-and-home with Alabama, and then even the Lambeau game against LSU some 9 years ago. Fourth ever meeting between these two programs. Wisconsin did win. Don't ask me about 1928, Tash. The Badgers did prevail that season. So, again, obviously, if they could pull something off today, it certainly changes the entire perception of this program. We know it's been a struggle the last few years, to say the least. But one really good day could certainly turn it around. But whatever happens, Big Ten play starts next week, and that's rather important as well as the Maryland Terrapins come to town. Time for the home field advantage presented by Piggly Wiggly. Shop the pig. And Towsham, you know, it's the old line about the Department of Redundancy Department. Just talking about the offensive line, the reshuffled deck there. They're asking guys to grow up fast. Emerson Mandel, Colin Cubberly, but really everybody, you know this far better than I. You know that it's got to take time, right? You're not going to just snap your finger and everything is going to click.
No, and I think last week you're playing against, obviously, the level of competition is going to rise significantly today. But you're talking about 80% shifting in your offensive line, and now you have a couple of young guys that are going to grow, and there's going to be some growing pains when you start that. So today the challenge will be real, and I think it's on Jeff Grimes to alleviate a little bit of pressure off of that group, doing some different things. You're not going to just line up and say, well, we are Wisconsin, we're going to pound the foot. You need to be kind of smart with what you're doing. And, depending on how the center position plays out today, holding your own and just growing, I think, is going to be a great step for these guys. And you want to see just improvement week in and week out. And based off of last week, I think there's room to grow, no question. But I think what you love is the compete level. And they played a clean football game. There wasn't, with penalties. Now it's just, finishing, finding, getting on, not letting guys get on edges. And if you can do that, it gives your offense, you're starting to see there's some playmakers. You want to start getting those running backs a little bit more, get them to the line of scrimmage, let them go. And then you see the talent on the perimeter. So it's a big ask today to grow up even quicker, but that's what we're going to need to see.
Yeah, and it could be, you could see multiple players at center here. Jake Renfro has been working very hard to get back after being out last week. We saw, obviously, Kerry Kodonko get turns. Ryan Corey has been prepping as well. But if you could get Renfro back, and it's not a knock on the other guys at all, but Jake's the experienced guy. If they could get him back and whatever he can give them, I would think that would be a plus for these guys, not just physically on the field, but just maybe lift up everybody.
No question. I think just taking any of the calls and some of the other stuff, Jake's obviously been around a long time, and, to be able to kind of alleviate some of that pressure. So, as a young player, you kind of are just laser focused. All right, I have this guy. This is what, and all of the nuance and all, if you can take a lot of that out of the equation and just let guys go play, that will help you a ton. So it would be fantastic to see Jake get out there. And even if it's in spurts, it's obviously going to be hot and you're going to be looking to stay fresh. And Jake battling from that injury, if he can get out there and give this team something today, I think it'd be a huge boost.
Tosh, I'm really eager to watch Wisconsin's defense here today too, because it has been impressive. Remember, the touchdown that Middle Tennessee scored was after an interception on kind of a fluky play, but they only had to cover, 11 yards of the possession. The defense, albeit against non-Power 4 competition, has been really good, and they've been able to get into the backfield. If you could do that today, then everybody else notices how good your defense could be.
No doubt. It's a much bigger test, but you have to be thoroughly impressed with what our edge guys have done and then the depth that you see in that interior part of the defensive line. And a lot of penetration. That was the big buzzword. Not enough tackles for loss, not enough sacks last season. Well, through 2 weeks, we've seen that ramp up. Today, obviously, that wall up in front is a lot bigger and stouter, but I really think our edge guys, Reiger and Cheeks, those are the guys that I think need to be incredibly impactful today, because for as much as we'd love to think that we're going to be able to go 80 and 90 yards offensively, creating some short fields, grabbing some momentum, getting that pendulum early, I think is going to be critical for us to pull off this upset today.
All right, that is your home field advantage presented by Piggly Wiggly. Shop the pig. Stay with us. Up next, our player profile presented by Badgerland Chevy. Find your next truck, SUV, or electric vehicle at badgerlandchevy.com. We'll visit with running back Cade Iacomelli in 3 minutes. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Every great football team knows the importance of making halftime adjustments. This July, lawmakers passed the One Big Beautiful Bill, and it may mean it's time to adjust your retirement game plan as well. From savings options to required distributions, the second half of your retirement could look different than you expected. That's why we created the Retirement Ready Toolkit. Inside, you'll find my book, Get Retirement Ready, plus complimentary guides to help you prepare. All you need to do is text TAX, T-A-X, to 262-578-5657. That's texting TAX, T-A-X, to 262-578-5657. Make your adjustments now before the clock runs out. Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Advisory services offered through Drake & Associates, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Badger Sports Properties, LLC, is neither a current client nor an affiliated entity of, nor does it endorse Drake & Associates, LLC. The Wisconsin Athletics is a paid sponsorship program.
Jess Sims is always looking to take her performance to the next level.
Palms facing you, then you're going to switch.
You got this, Jess.
We got this.
And she needs her money to work as hard as she does. That's why she uses U.S. Bank Bank Smartly Checking and Savings, which does exactly that, helping her track her spending and grow her money.
About the mental work.
Together we'll achieve more than any of us could alone. That's the power of Jess, and this is the power of us. Visit usbank.com today to get started. Member FDIC, copyright 2025, U.S. Bank.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
You're listening to Wisconsin Football.
There he goes, 10-5 touchdown!
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Ladies and gentlemen, pets, imaginary friends, take a listen down memory lane and spread the 411 with 97.5 FM WFHR's Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape. If it was released from 1990 to 1999, we will play it Sunday nights 8 to 9. Send me your requests with your beeper, or maybe DM me on the socials, or email me james.maloff@civicmedia.us. Sunday nights 8 to 9 on WFHR's Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape. Booyah!
If you are a fighter, Modelo is your reward. So listen close. You put up with a lot, but you always hold it down for your people. You are strong. You are fearless. You are the baddest on the block. You are an elbow grease factory, a force of nature. You are not to be reckoned with. You are a ride or die, a powerhouse of productivity. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. You've earned every last drop of this rich golden lager, so raise it up high. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio.
As our pregame coverage continues from Tuscaloosa, time for this week's player profile. And this morning, we check in with running back Cade Iacomelli, redshirt junior out of Trafford, Pennsylvania. He may not have had a ton of carries last season, but when he did get the ball, he was really productive, averaging better than 8 yards a carry. We'll see how this season unfolds. He's had 9 totes so far. There's a lot of talent at the running back position, some young talent, guys like Dylan Jones and Darion Dupree, to name two. Now, I mentioned that Cade is a redshirt junior, so it's not like he is a fifth-year guy or even a seventh- or an eighth-year guy. They still exist in college football. Yet, as the veteran of the group, those younger guys are wise enough to know that Cade's a pretty good guy to go to when you need some advice.
even though I have been nicknamed the Unc a little bit here, but no, I mean, I think those guys definitely look up to me. I try to help them in every way I can, and it's really cool, like, the brotherhood we have here. It really is not just RBU, but it's really a family, and I think that room has gotten really tight from January till now, and I'm excited to see where it goes.
Yeah, you touched on that, being a family. I mean, we all know this is an era of college football that players can jump school A to school B. You haven't done that. You're looking to finish what you started here, but what all went into your decision to remain being a Wisconsin Badger?
Honestly, I mean, simply it's just the guys in the locker room. I mean, I love the memories and the relationships I have with those guys. I know I'll never be able to really say goodbye to them, and honestly, I don't even think I could really even think about it. I think those guys feel that too. I mean, it's the relationships, the bonds. I mean, those dudes make me love this game. They make me love Wisconsin. And that really makes me proud to wear this jersey.
Which is being filled out extremely well. A lot of work in the weight room here. I mean, you came in as a tremendous athlete. You know, people who know anything about you are aware of that, what you did in high school and when you've had opportunities here, what you've been able to show. But give us an idea of how maybe you've changed physically, how much stronger you are now compared to when you first stepped on campus.
Well, when I first came in here, I was recruited as a safety. So I was about 205, 206, and now you're looking at like 223. So I'd say about 20 pounds different. But I mean, obviously, I switched from defense to offense. That was a little different. But I just think, and kind of goes back to Paul Chris when he was my coach, he told me after he tried me both positions, he thinks running back is best suited for me, and I would agree too. I just think in terms of, you know, just constantly being with the weight room, working with guys like Coach Ross, Coach J.O., Coach Brady. I mean, those guys have definitely filled me out, and they've also, you know, helped me mentally as well. Understand, you know, the type of edge you have to play with to, you know, be successful in the Big Ten. And, you know, that stuff doesn't come easy. Most players don't just come in and have it. It's something that's earned. It's something that's developed. And like with me, I'm a guy that, you know, had to take a little bit of time for me to really adapt. Obviously, put on 20 pounds, but now it's finally my time, though.
But you stay ready. That's the thing. You tell you the mental aspect, keeping the edge. It's that old line, stay ready so you don't have to get ready. When you're called upon, you deliver. If it's the showcase or if it's in games during the season, walk us through that because that's probably not the easiest thing to do. But you make it look pretty easy. Your ability to go out there, they give you the ball, and you're getting something done with it.
Honestly, I'd have to say that's kind of back to my family and my, like faith is pretty big on me. I do a lot of Bible study here with the guys and stuff, which is pretty cool. We do that a lot here, but I'd say that I can kind of relate more. Like anytime I kind of get in my head about dumb stuff, I kind of relate back to like, okay, like, I'm doing this, you know, for God, I'm doing it, shut off up to him. Then it kind of separates me from what I'm trying to do and help me play for his glory. And then when I do that, it allows me to play free. So that way, when I'm out there, I don't really think about the moment. I just think about, okay, I'm going to go out and be me.
It's interesting you say that because we see you on Saturdays or Thursday night, whenever the game is. But there's so much more to all of you guys. Fans are getting to know maybe the newer faces. You know, they're getting to know more about you as the playing time. You know, we think, hope will continue to increase. But it's more than just playing football, right? The bond that you form outside of the building is pretty important too, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think I've tried to push that on the guys because now that I'm, you know, looked as a leader on this team, I try to obviously push more of that, like, family, that camaraderie. Because I think at the end of the day, intrinsic motivation will only take you so far. I feel like if you have guys around you that truly love you and you love playing for guys around you, it's going to make you take that extra step. It's going to make you, you know, when you're exhausted, push that extra, you know, make that tackle, make that block. I experienced a little bit of that in high school, but I can really see this team starting to flourish more with that in the spring, especially this summer. I feel like guys are starting to really love what we do because we love each other.
Tell us about the running backs room. They're getting to know Dylan Jones. They're getting to know Darion Dupree a little bit, yourself. Tell us about this group and why it has a chance to be so good.
Oh, I mean, I just think we all complement each other well. I mean, in terms of like, kind of like DD, how DD's really good at running routes. He's, you know, he coach tries to tease him sometimes and say he's not a receiver, but kind of the gist of that. I mean, I feel like I'm confident I can kind of run routes and run the ball really well. Not saying DD can't, but he obviously can. Dylan's obviously more of like the downhill back too as well. I just think all of us kind of in kind of a wholesome, just kind of, you know, like I said, complement each other really well. We play to our strength. That's definitely about it too. And at the same time, we're also happy when someone makes a play. And I think that's kind of like you said now with everybody leaving and transferring. It's kind of cool that, you know, like, for example, Gideon caught a go here in the summer for one of our, like, OTAs. And literally you could see all the running backs running down, celebrating, screaming. And I think Coach Spalding loved that the most to see all of us, you know, so excited for him.
I'm glad you mentioned that because I was remiss in not recognizing Gideon Atuka, a pretty big guy to miss, a big strong dude as well.
The bowling ball.
Exactly. You've been through the off-season drills. You've been through now multiple squat fest experiences, so maybe you know the drill a little bit. What's it like watching those new guys go through that for the first time?
That is interesting. Like, you know, you obviously will tease them a little bit, like doing stupid stuff, just guy stuff. But it's definitely funny when, like, we had match drills here for the first time in the winter and all the guys are really nervous. Like, they don't know what to expect. They're getting here at 5 a.m. And, you know, obviously, like, I'm helping them out, but at the same time, I'm also like, yeah, you better be ready. Like, you know, even though, like, once you experience it, you kind of know a little bit what to expect, even though Coach Brady does an awesome job of making it different and weird, as he likes to say all the time. But no, it's definitely fun teasing the freshmen a little bit here and there and see them get really nervous. But I tell them all the time, like, hey, just put your head down, follow me, and you'll get through it.
That's running back Cade Iacomelli, and that's this week's player profile. Stay with us. Our pregame show continues. We'll check in with Patrick Herb and the Badger Notebook coming up next. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Sometimes life's challenges leave you feeling alone. We all need someone who understands and listens without judgment. That's what the 988 Wisconsin Lifeline is for. 988 is free and confidential. Trained counselors are ready to listen and provide support 24/7 for mental health and substance use concerns. You can contact 988 for yourself or for someone you know. Don't wait. Call or text 988 or chat online at 988wisconsin.org. 988 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you.
You power your day with passion and purpose. It's the same for Alliant Energy. We're modernizing the grid, blending new, renewable, and traditional energy sources to meet growing demand safely and reliably. We're rising to the challenge to meet your energy needs today and for generations to come. Visit AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond to learn more.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist, end the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill.
Celebrate responsibly. 2025 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
With corn rootworm costing farmers up to $1 billion a year, you need the right strategy. Introducing Durastack Trait Technology, featuring three powerful modes of action to strike corn rootworm at full force, outsmart, outmaneuver, and outmatch their every move with the industry's first triple BT protein stack built for corn rootworm control. Take back your yield potential. Make your move at Durastack.com. Available for the 2027 season.
On the football field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you're ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join our team today at join139.com.
WEA Member Benefits is proud to support Wisconsin public school employees. Founded by educators, for educators, everything we do starts with you. For over 50 years, we've provided trusted retirement and investment options, personal insurance, and financial planning programs exclusively for public school employees and their families. Visit WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
The Badger Sports Network.
The Badgers come up where the goal line stands.
From Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. It's college football season, and SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of Hail Marys and walk-on heroes. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the action this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Let's go, Badgers! SeatGeek.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio.
Pregame coverage continues from Tuscaloosa, the Badgers and the Alabama Crimson Tide. Time now for our Badger Notebook as we check in with Patrick Herb as this home-and-home series brings us to Tuscaloosa after the Tide played the Badgers at Camp Randall last year. We saw these, quote, neutral site games between Wisconsin and LSU, one in Houston, the other at Lambeau Field. These are fun, Patrick. These are the kind of games that players live for, fans are excited about. I guess in the uncertain world of looking forward in college football, you know, we'll see if this continues. We should enjoy this one here today, though, right?
Yeah, I think that's a good perspective to have, that there's going to be a lot of Wisconsin fans here because this is kind of a bucket list item if you're a Badger fan. For the players, the staff who are involved in this, they understand and appreciate, I think, what this opportunity and just what the trip like this means, and that it is such an anomaly in Division I and big-time college football. This game was scheduled back in 2019. So it was scheduled 6 years ago, and both these programs looked a lot different in 2019. And that's the way college football non-conference scheduling goes. They forecast so far out, and it does make you question what the future is going to look like. Now that the Big Ten is a nine-game schedule, the SEC has announced that they're going a nine-game schedule. The college football playoff has expanded, could expand again. There's talk of that. And so right now, Wisconsin, there's an anomaly in this game that only one other Big Ten school has played at Alabama in the history of the conference, and that was Penn State has come here twice. So that alone tells you that this just doesn't happen very often. Wisconsin's never played here. You've mentioned that already on this broadcast, and may never play here again. We don't know that for sure. And if you look at Wisconsin has already scheduled these home-and-homes or neutrals against some other Power Four conference teams coming up, that they booked out years and years ago. So next year, Wisconsin's scheduled to play Notre Dame at Lambeau Field and Pitt at home. The turn back of the Pitt game will be in 2027 in Dublin, Ireland. That one's already on the calendar. Wisconsin has a home-and-home with Utah scheduled in 2028 and 2033. They've got a home-and-home with Cal in 2029 and 2030. And then they've got a home-and-home with Virginia Tech on deck at 2031 and 2032. That's a series that's already been pushed back like three or four different times as they keep scheduling other games. And so those are on the books right now, but given how the landscape has changed in college athletics, college football particularly, I just don't know if you can set your watch to those games and if we'll see many more games like this in a non-conference setting.
Yeah, no, it'll be interesting to see with the playoffs, if it expands, how much it expands again, and what that might mean with championship games, so on and so forth. Still a lot of unknowns in the landscape here moving forward. Let's get to the current landscape and the Wisconsin Badgers. They've been playing well defensively. It's no secret they've been starting slow offensively. That's a dangerous way to live here, and particularly against an opponent like this. So, in a nutshell, defense, keep doing your thing and find a way to get this offense some rhythm early.
Yeah, that's well said. That's exactly right. And last year, Wisconsin actually led the game against Alabama 3-0. People might forget that. And that game in the first half, I know the first half score, it ended up being fairly lopsided and got turned into a runaway in the second half. But that game, Wisconsin was nose to nose with them, save for one or two plays that were a little bit funky and that didn't go their way. And of course, the quarterback got hurt. But this trend of Wisconsin starting slow offensively dates back to last season. It is really something that they want to be able to rectify, and playing from behind against these guys in this building is a recipe for disaster. And so if you look back at the Wisconsin Badgers' last eight games, so two this year and six last year, they've scored a total of just 13 first quarter points. So one touchdown over the last eight first quarters. So this season, it's been three punts and a field goal. We're not talking about a lot of possessions, but it's three punts and a field goal. Last season, they had two field goals, one touchdown, but also nine punts, two picks, and a missed field goal in those first quarters. You mentioned defensively, though, that's the saving grace. They have been up to the challenge. They've only allowed 3 points in the first quarter this season. But going back to last season, if you put that same eight-game sample size like we did offensively, they've only allowed 23 first-quarter points. They actually held Iowa, Penn State, and Northwestern scoreless in those first quarters, and that would be a big feather in their cap if they could do that today. Again, that first quarter against Alabama last year, the Badgers had drives of 4:59 and 4:10 in that first quarter. that's a recipe for how you could win today's game.
Yeah, and off of that, we are seeing it's a small sample size, but that old time of possession stat with the Badgers, and a lot of their best years have been ball hogs. And about 35 minutes a game is what they're averaging.
Yeah, and coaches disagree on the value of that stat. I think that, you know, offensive production outweighs time of possession. However, you can play complementary football, which is what Luke Fickell preaches and what he wants to establish in this program. And he's got an offensive coordinator that maybe aligns with that. And so Wisconsin so far through two games, yeah, they've got a time of possession of 34.58. So roughly 35. That ranks 10th in the country. And the last time Wisconsin had a time of possession of 33 minutes or more was in 2021 when they ranked second in the Big Ten and seventh nationally, averaging 33 and a half. Another reason that you could do that is sustaining drives offensively is not having penalties. And we saw that last week. Wisconsin did not commit a penalty against Middle Tennessee State. They're tied for the Big Ten lead with only 2.5 penalties per game this season. 2019 was the last time they averaged fewer than five. A pretty good team back then. Badgers are 8-3 under Luke Fickell when they commit fewer penalties than their opponents. There's a lot of stats you could point to today that would be, if they got to do this, they got to do this, they got to do this to come up with a win. But time of possession, fewer penalties, and turnovers, of which Alabama has not forced one this year, are kind of some of the ones that you really want to point to and say, if they can get those done, they got a chance.
Got your sunscreen ready?
You bet I do. Yes. No place I'd rather be than that hot sideline.
It's a beautiful thing, especially when we gather in November and it's not going to be like
Remind me how hot I was when it's 22 degrees in Minnesota.
Exactly. He's Patrick Hurd. That's today's Badger Notebook. Stay with us. Coming up, our pregame chat with head coach Luke Fickell, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
Everyone wins when we take care of the environment. GFL delivers affordable, sustainable waste handling solutions to keep customers green for life. Diverse services include commercial waste and recycling collection, roll-off dumpster rental, and more. Customizing options to meet your specific business needs. GFL is the total solution. A local, trusted service provider in solid waste collection, recycling, and disposal services, providing you with safe, dependable, and efficient solid waste and recycling services. Green today, green for life. GFL.
Badger fans, just like a great football team needs a solid game plan, your retirement needs one too. This past July, lawmakers passed what some are calling the One Big Beautiful Bill, and it could have a major impact on your retirement strategy. From changes to required minimum distributions to new savings opportunities, the rules of the game are shifting. That's why at Drake & Associates, we want you to have a playbook. Our Retirement Ready Toolkit includes my book, Get Retirement Ready, along with complimentary guides to help you prepare. All you need to do is text TAX, T-A-X, to 262-578-5657. That's 262-578-5657. Don't wait until the fourth quarter of your financial life. Make sure you're retirement ready today. Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Advisory services offered through Drake & Associates LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. Badger Sports Properties LLC is neither a current client nor an affiliated entity of, nor does it endorse Drake & Associates LLC. The Wisconsin Athletics is a paid sponsorship program.
Hey, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. Build a customized renter's policy with American Family Insurance, so you can protect your tandem bike on the go.
Thief!
Oh, he is struggling with that two-seater. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Some exclusions may apply. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey Badger fans, Truly Unruly is now a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. We've upped the ABV to 8% so you can take your parties to new heights with flavors like Tropical Twist, Berry Blast, Citrus Crush, and Strawberry Smash. Unruly is the ultimate party starter. Whether you're watching the game from the stands, the screen, or just here for the tailgate, grab an Unruly and let the fun begin. Hard Seltzer with other natural flavors. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, LLC, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Badger football all season long.
And this game is underway with a bang.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio.
Pre-game coverage continues. Time for our chat with head coach Luke Fickell, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Let's jump into the Tide here. Last year, they had Jalen Milrow, who could hurt teams with his arm, with his feet. Tyce Simpson, the quarterback now. I would imagine he can run it when he can, maybe not as much as Milrow, but in a very general sense, is the scheme, has it differed much from your study, what they're doing this year as opposed to last?
Twofold. I think the quarterback does make it different, but I also think the offensive coordinator makes it different. So those are two things that add up. I do think that Tyce Simpson can do the things that they asked Jalen to do in some of the run game. He is athletic. He has the ability to run. In the first few weeks, he saw a little bit more of that maybe in the red zone. Not as much out in the field as obviously Milrow from last year. But there's definitely some differences, and it has to do with the quarterback, but I think it has to look even more to do with Grubb and the new offensive coordinator.
Yeah, you mentioned Ryan Grubb, and those two guys are kind of they've been attached for a while, right? Going back to Fresno State, Washington, Kalen DeBoer, and that's so they seem like they know each other inside and out, what they want to do.
Yeah, and I don't know what the dynamics and how much different it was from Washington. We've studied and had looked at a lot of Washington stuff in the past, but you do see a difference. You see a little bit maybe of an NFL influence from probably a little bit more wristbandish, a little bit more in the huddle. They still have their up-tempo things, but there's a mix of under center as well as in the gun that you didn't see nearly as much of, and I don't think you saw maybe even any of it last year with Jalen Milrow.
Well, you're a guy in the trenches where you played, so I'd imagine you respect really good – well, I know you respect really good line play. I know their center, Parker Brailsford, is considered by many one of the best in college football. Their left tackle, obviously Caden Proctor, big dude. They're trying to get their rhythm too, but that seems like a pretty good group and a physical group up front.
That's an incredibly solid unit. Obviously, them coming back from last year, and you can see it. And that was one of the bigger differences in our game last year. And we've talked about it, just their physicality up front on the offensive line, there was a lot of differences maybe in the ball game and some of the big plays. But when it comes down to it, that's kind of where my probably biggest issue was last year, of saying, hey, we have to recognize this. This is a really big physical offensive line, regardless of what scheme it is, that they're going to want to control and dominate the line of scrimmage.
The encouraging part, it looks like you guys are a big physical defensive group, at least through two games, what you've been able to do and the rotations. It's been, it's so far so good with that, right?
No, and that's what made us realize some of those things after playing against the best last year in Alabama. And recognizing what a great offensive line and maybe what some of the deficiencies of just size and our ability to, hey, where do we have to go if we really are going to grow? And so we had to do some of that in the offseason. There are some of the reasons why we had to find some 300-plus guys. And just because they're 300-plus doesn't mean they're physical, but we really had to make sure that we got back to the mentality of, the line of scrimmage, no matter what kind of scheme you're in, is still going to be where the game starts and is won.
Well, you were asked at your news conference on Monday how it's a 100,000-seat stadium, and like any place, it could get very loud. It's supposed to be in the 90s, stay hydrated, I guess, but does the the prep change much during the week? The crowd noise, did you crank up the music a little bit louder? How did that go?
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. And really making sure you're using hand signals in a lot of those situations, and gotta even over prepare. And you hope to say that you can't, it can't be as loud as what we've considered. No matter what, we got to be able to over prepare. In the same way, even with, the heat's going to be there. I mean, we got to, and we started talking about it on Monday and Tuesday about, hey, just the preparation ahead of time of how you got to take care of your body, what you got to recognize, because that's not something that we can just, hey, we're going to work on heat this week and we're going to crank up the heaters. The truth of the matter is that's something that was done in camp, but it's also something you got to pay attention to.
So every football coach I've ever known, you want some hot, humid days in training camp. There's a reason you guys think that way, right?
There is. And we did have a few, and that was really good for us. And you know, like I said, it was a couple days. It made it a little bit tougher. Camp is what it is. But that's because you're going to have games like this. You're going to, whether you're going south or even just have a 90-some degree weather day here in Madison, that, you know, you throw it on that turf, and I mean, you're changing up into the hundreds, too. And so you got to be prepared for everything. I don't think, like, sometimes, you know, the high schools, maybe they cancel. You can't practice when it's certain time. Like, that's not going to be the case, but we got to make sure we can handle it.
We just have a fan in the booth for Tausch. That's what we got going. That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. Our pregame chat presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. We'll check out the schedule, look at the starting lineups coming up. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This Badger season is guaranteed to be jam-packed with big hits, the timely blitz, and the tight window fits.
Touchdown!
So you need a pizza that'll be there for all the big moments. You need a Brewpub Lhotse Matzah Pizza. As a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics, Brewpub pizzas are built to win and made with the hungry in mind. Produced right here in Wisconsin, Brewpub pizzas are a taste of home and loaded with award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. So sack one today from your local retailer and make game day memorable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win days easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Hey Badger fans, Jesse Temple here. With Badger Connect, I'm telling the stories no one else is. The inside moments, the behind-the-scenes access, the features that take you deeper into Wisconsin sports. And while you're reading, you could be winning every month. We're talking premium tickets, signed gear, even once-in-a-lifetime experiences with your favorite Badger teams. Support the sport you love, get content you can't find anywhere else, and win big. Join us today at BadgerConnect.com.
Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin! Jim Leonard brings it all the way back!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Make every day extraordinary with something special from Wisconsin. From artisan cheeses to fresh produce to maple syrup, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection's Something Special from Wisconsin program is proud to work with member businesses that certify their Wisconsin-made and processed products. Look for the red and yellow sticker and visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to find member businesses and products made with care, quality, and love. Sponsored by Wisconsin DATCP.
Wisconsin Badgers football proudly brought to you on 97.5 FM WFHR by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Rapids Transmission, Junkyard Bar and Grill, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen all season long on 97.5 WFHR, streaming live at WFHR.com and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio.
Pre-game coverage continues. Let's check out a couple of Big Ten games from last night, or games involving Big Ten teams. Indiana all over Indiana State 73-0. Business will start to pick up for the Hoosiers now with conference play approaching. Jason Eck in New Mexico went into the Rose Bowl and blew it open in the fourth quarter, scoring 21 points en route to a 35-10 win against the UCLA Bruins. You're all over that, aren't you, Ted?
There
you
go. Absolutely.
Teammates supporting teammates. Jason is really, in rather short order, carving a niche as one of the terrific young coaches in college football. His first year at New Mexico and off to a very good start. Did impressive win last night. Other Big Ten games, Oregon playing at Northwestern. That kicks off at 11 a.m. Michigan on the home field against Central Michigan. Nebraska against Houston Christian. Maryland, who will come into Camp Randall Stadium next Saturday, on the home field against Towson. Second-ranked Penn State at home against Villanova. Conference game in West Lafayette at 2:30. The Purdue Boilermakers hosting USC. Back out of conference, Rutgers against Norfolk State. Michigan State against Youngstown State. Those are 2:30 games. Tonight at 6, Ohio State will take on Ohio University. Illinois on the home field against Western Michigan. A couple of other games. Iowa at home against UMass. That's at 6:30. The late game tonight, P.J. Fleck and Minnesota making the trip out west at 9:30 kick Central Time as the Gophers take on Cal Berkeley. Let's get a UW Health injury update. UW Health Sports Medicine treating the Badgers, treating you. Among those out, Tucker Ashcraft, of course, out this week. Tight end who was hurt during training camp, still working his way back. Corey Walker unavailable, outside linebacker unavailable today. Listed as questionable are quarterback Billy Edwards, as well as defensive lineman Charles Perkins and center Jake Renfro. We'll have more on Renfro here coming up in a few minutes. Everybody else listed good to go here for today's game, and that is your UW Health injury update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Let's get to the U.S. Bank starting lineups. At U.S. Bank, we team together to support our customers and our community. Stop by your local U.S. Bank branch today. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. For the Crimson Tide on offense, let's look up front. The left tackle is Caden Proctor, 6'7", 366-pound junior out of Des Moines, Iowa. And Cam Dewberry, 6'4", 332, a senior from Humble, Texas. Parker Brailsford is the center, and there are those who consider him as good as it gets in college football at his position. 6'2", 290, redshirt junior from Mesa, Arizona. He is a transfer from Washington. Gino Vandermark, a former Michigan State Spartan, is the right guard, 6'5", 326 pounds, a fifth-year senior at Lodi, New Jersey. And Wilkin Formby is the right tackle. He is out of Tuscaloosa, 6'7", 324 pounds, a redshirt sophomore. Also, Michael Carroll is thought to be in that mix as well at right tackle, 6'3", he's a 321 pound freshman. Josh Cuevas is the tight end, 6'3", 256, the fifth-year senior from Los Angeles. The wide receivers, Jeremy Bernard, 6'1", 204, a senior from Las Vegas. A very promising and very fast freshman, Lazare Brooks, 5'9", 191 out of Millville, New Jersey. Ryan Williams expected back. He was out last week going through concussion protocol. He was a freshman All-American last season and hurt Wisconsin with four catches, including one for a touchdown. 6 feet tall, 178 pounds, a sophomore from Mobile, Alabama. And Isaiah Horton also in that mix, 6'4", 208, a junior from Nashville, Tennessee. He is a transfer from Miami. They have had quite the rotation of running backs. Kevin Riley, 5'11", 191, a redshirt freshman out of Northport, Alabama. And Richard Young, 5'11", 212, redshirt sophomore out of Lehigh Acres. They've been waiting the return of Jam Miller, who has been out with what's believed to be a collarbone injury, has not played yet this season. 5'10", 221-pounder, a senior out of Tyler, Texas. Ty Simpson is the quarterback. Been waiting in the wings, a backup for three seasons, but now the redshirt junior out of Martin, Texas, 6'2", 208, getting a shot. He has thrown for five touchdowns, no interceptions in two quarters. That was all they needed him last week against Louisiana Monroe. Simpson pitched a perfect game. He was 17 of 17 for 226 yards and three touchdowns. For the Wisconsin Badgers on defense up front, The interior led by Ben Barton, the senior out of Stratford, Wisconsin, and JVR Suggs, the transfer from LSU, 6'3", 299-pounder out of Flint, Michigan. On the edge is Darrell Peterson, 6'1", 260, a senior from Akron, and Sebastian Cheeks, 6'3", 241, redshirt junior out of Skokie, Illinois. Also, of course, Mason Reiger would figure to be a very pivotal player in a game like this if the Badgers are to do something special. 6'5", 248-pound senior out of Hoffman Estates, Illinois. Inside backers, Christian Allegro, 6'4", 247, a junior out of Darien, Connecticut, and Tackett Curtis, 6'2", 235 pounds, junior from Manny, Louisiana. On the corners are Ricardo Hallman, 5'11", 190, a senior from Miami, Florida. The Yanni Hill, 6 feet tall, 180, a senior, and someone, the former Miami Hurricane. He spends time, Emilio Agard back out there as well, had his first career interception, the redshirt freshman out of Philadelphia. The nickel is Jameer Latimer, 5'10", 191, a junior from Fairburn, Georgia. And the safeties are Preston Zachman, 6'1", 212-pound senior, along with Austin Brown, 6'1", 215-pound senior. He is out of Johnston City, Illinois. Fourth ever meeting between these two programs. Alabama winning two of the first three, including a 42-10 decision against the Badgers at Camp Randall Stadium last September. The Wisconsin Badgers and the Alabama Crimson Tide here at Saban Field at Bryant's Denny Stadium in Tuscaloosa. Stay with us. Coming up, the opening kick presented by Pottawatomie. Catch a win at the Midwest Premier Casino Hotel, Pottawatomie. It's meant to be. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Matt LePay for Steinhoffels. Since 1934, Steinhoffels has been Wisconsin's go-to for quality furniture, name brand mattresses, and unbeatable service. As a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics, Steinhoffels is helping you gear up for game day. September 26th to the 28th, spend $1,999 or more at any Wisconsin Steinhoffels store and get a $100 University Bookstore gift card, perfect for picking up the latest Badgers gear. Relax, it's Steinhoffels.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is hiring probation and parole agents with a starting pay of $22 per hour plus scheduled increases, a Monday through Friday schedule, and advancement opportunities. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
Jess Sims is always looking to take her performance to the next level.
Palms facing you, then you're going to switch.
You got this, Jess.
We got this.
And she needs her money to work as hard as she does. That's why she uses U.S. Bank Bank Smartly Checking and Savings, which does exactly that, helping her track her spending and grow her money.
About the mental work.
Together, we'll achieve more than any of us could alone. That's the power of Jess, and this is the power of us. Visit usbank.com today to get started. Member FDIC, copyright 2025 U.S. Bank.
Minnesota.
This is Hero Gravel.
The Lansome Bluffs. Incredible.
Minnesota is a cyclist's dream.
Here's the good part.
Plan your trip at exploreminnesota.com.
That was a fun ride.
What a view.
There's hiking.
I love how pretty all the different colors and layers.
And then there's fall hiking in Minnesota.
That's gorgeous.
Minnesota is a hiker's paradise. Plan your trip at exploreminnesota.com.
Every day across Wisconsin, outstanding educators change lives, lift students up, strengthen communities, and shape brighter futures. The Outstanding Educator Program, brought to you by WEA Member Benefits, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics, honors those who go above and beyond. Know someone who deserves the spotlight? Nominate them today at uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. That's uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. Because great educators make Wisconsin proud.
It's Ford Truck Month in the state of Wisconsin, where we tailgate in sub-zero temps, spend our Friday nights at the old fish fry, and rely on the number one truck brand in Wisconsin to make it happen. Only in Wisconsin. Only in a Ford. Time to save big on the trucks that are made for our state. Truck Month starts now.
Based on S&P Global Mobility Retail U.S. new vehicle registrations for the truck vehicle type CYTD December 2024.
Hey, Ben!
Badger fans, this is Brian Butch. Just like the Badgers, Potosi Brewing Company knows what it means to be part of a winning team. That's why they created Varsity Golden Ale, brewed with Wisconsin Athletics in mind. And the results are in. In one short year, Varsity has become one of the top-selling Golden Ales in the state. Even better, sales of Varsity have created significant impact for Wisconsin student athletes through NIL. So next time you're cheering on the Badgers, grab a Varsity Golden Ale and be part of the team.
Hey, Badger fans, it's college football season, and SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of Hail Marys and walk-on heroes. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the action this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Let's go, Badgers! SeatGeek.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, it's time for Badger football.
Stretch to the 20, 10, 5, touchdown Wisconsin. Stretch Kekahuna to the house.
Not just what we do or how we do it. Remember, it's who you do it with. We're family, baby.
And down he goes. Cheeks gets to the quarterback.
You got
to
come out here. You got to compete. You got to make each other better.
Throws left side for Branch. Yeah. It is picked off by Preston Zachman.
Remember our goal. It's right around the corner.
As the Badgers deliver the knockout punch here in the fourth quarter.
Today's game is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and respected contractors. Learn more at join139.com. And by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. Now with the call of the game, here's Mark Tauscher and the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Good morning from Saban Field at Bryant-Denny Stadium in Tuscaloosa. Alongside Mark Tauscher, Patrick Kerr, Mike Heller, Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson, who's back in our network studio. This is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin football as the Badgers make their first ever trip to T-Town to play a football game. Luke Fickell's 2-0 Wisconsin Badgers against Kalen DeBoer's 1-1 Alabama Crimson Tide. Before we get started, let's pause 10 seconds for station ID.